Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and I love music. I fucking love it. I listen to music all the fucking time, but I don't like to talk about music with people. And there's a couple reasons for that. One, I don't really like popular music, and I don't say that to be one of these fucking hipster douchebags that fucking hate everything, unless it's like fucking unknown. I hate those assholes. I think they're pretentious piles of shit. I don't want to be those guys, but I just don't really like what's on the radio. I never really have. I think most of it's kind of shitty. When I was in high school, I just listened to fucking everything, and I was never really satisfied with it. I liked some of it, but like, it doesn't fucking take off. None of that shit like takes off in my fucking mind. There are just like fucking music snobs everywhere, and I don't want to be a music snob. I just hate a lot of shit, but I don't think I'm a snob about it. A lot of people like fucking Guns N' Roses. I think Guns N' Roses sucks a fucking fat plate of dicks. I'm just not into them. I can't fucking stand them. But guess what? A lot of people I know like them. My buddy fucking Chops loves Guns N' Roses. I don't want to make Chops feel bad for loving Guns N' Roses. Chops can fucking love Guns N' Roses if he fucking wants to love Guns N' Roses. And if you make fun of that motherfucker for liking Guns N' Roses, then you're an asshole. Fuck you. He enjoys it. Shouldn't you fucking leave somebody alone if they fucking enjoy something? Unless it's like, you know, jerking off naked on a public bench. Obviously, if you enjoy that, don't fucking do it. Stop doing that. But like, in general, like, so long as you're not fucking hurting anybody or whipping your dick out places, you can pretty much enjoy what you fucking want to enjoy. And that's how I feel about music. Like, the Foo Fighters are another intensely popular band. I cannot fucking stand the Foo Fighters. I hate them so fucking much, but they're super fucking popular. I don't want people who like the Foo Fighters to feel bad for liking the Foo Fighters just because I think they suck balls. And I'm not going to be the one to make them feel bad about it. Dude, you want to go to that fucking show? Knock yourself out. I'm not going. Because I'd rather fucking eat a bullet, but I hope you have a fucking great time. I'm glad something just captures your fucking attention like that. I just hate music snobs. I don't like it. There are a couple types of music snobs. There's the music snobs that will like thumb their nose at you at whatever you like. But there's also the other music snob who likes to pretend that he's not like that. Who's like, you know, you can like whatever you want, but they don't really mean like whatever you want because they'll throw in like a put down at the end. Like, for example, like, let's just take the Foo Fighters. They're like, yeah, it's fine, you know, you can like the Foo Fighters. You want to like that shitty band? You like that shitty band. You know, it's not my business. I just don't want to listen to that shitty band. Whoa, hold on a second. That's not you being cool with it. You're throwing in a fucking put down at the end. You're still putting them down for liking it. Don't fucking mention your opinion of it. If you don't like it, that's cool. But don't make them feel shitty because you don't like it. That makes you a fucking asshole. And then what are you listening to, huh? What kind of shit are you fucking listening to? You want me to put down your fucking choice of music? Because I probably could, but I'm not a dick, so I'm not going to do that. And another thing, a lot of the music I like, people don't know about it, and I'm totally cool with that. I don't want people knowing about my shit. The more fucking people get involved with things, the more they fucking ruin it. Because people are fucking morons. So I don't want to get into a debate about like the music I like or have, you know, backhanded compliments or all that shit, or you know, I just don't want to listen to it. I don't want to fucking listen to it. And I've been going to a lot of concerts this year. I've gone to 4 concerts this year. I went to go see Hot Snakes with my buddy Sully, and I don't really give a shit about Hot Snakes, but Sully asked me to go. It was a good show, too. I had a good time. I went to see the Lawrence Arms, I went to see the Menzingers, and I went to see Alkaline Trio. Holy fuck. Lawrence Arms and Alkaline Trio might be my 2 favorite bands. I don't like rating things, but those are definitely fucking top 2 for sure. So to see them in the same year, really fucking jacked up about that. Here's the problem. Most of these shows and most of the concerts I've gone to over the years have not been in Buffalo. I'll go to fucking Rochester, I've gone to fucking Cleveland, I've driven out to fucking Syracuse. I think I went to like 1 show in Buffalo, I don't like it. I live in Buffalo, I don't fucking like it. I don't want to fucking go to shows here, because I don't want to see people I know. And I realize, like, the older I get, the dumber that sounds, the less sense that makes. Because the odds of me seeing people I know are fucking less and less. I'm fucking 36 now. It's not like I'm in fucking high school anymore, where you're running into the same people fucking everywhere. Think about back in the day, when you went out, you had a lot more fucking chance of running into somebody you knew when you were fucking 18 or 20 or 22 than you do at fucking 36. People move, people go all over the fucking place, people don't fucking go to shows anymore, people get like fucking lame and like, oh, I'm too old for that shit, dude, fuck you. You wanna fucking go to a show, go to a fucking show. Don't be a fucking bitch. Jesus Christ. But like, it doesn't really make sense to think that way. I just don't want the possibility of running into anybody I know. I don't want to deal with it. I don't even like recognizing people. Because I figure like if I recognize people, that motherfucker might recognize me. And I don't want to talk to him. I don't want to have some kind of weird interaction. When I was at the Alkaline Trio show, it was in Buffalo, I saw like a friend of my fucking ex-wife. I'm on the floor and I turned like to my left and I was like, ah, fuck. What am I going to do now? Have I been spotted? I may have been spotted already. I don't even know it yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, whose fucking eyes are on me here? Now, there wasn't even any, like, weird situation. I think I saw her, like, at a fucking, like, a fleeting second. I was like, is that looks motherfucker I didn't move or anything like that. I didn't duck and dodge like I've done at grocery stores when I've seen like family members. Like, ah, it's always okay. Like it's never like a big deal. But like, I don't want to fucking talk to most people. I figure like if I go to Cleveland for a show, I don't know fucking anybody there. I might see you one time. That's it. If I see a show in Buffalo, I might run into you again. I don't want to do that. I don't want to talk to you here and then potentially run into you someplace else because I'm not going to remember you. And if I do remember you, I'm not going to give a shit. But I guess back to my original point, stop being dicks about music, would you please? Would you stop being dicks about music? Music is so fucking subjective. I'm totally fucking cool with it. Like something that you like. Don't fucking put somebody down if they like shit. You want to listen to Justin Bieber as a fucking adult? I wouldn't do it, but go fucking have fun. Well, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when you get your new podcast episodes. You can catch me on Podbean. Every fucking episode is on Podbean, either the website or the app. They're all there. I'm on Spotify too, and Google Play, and Apple Podcast. And I put the podcast in Facebook right in my timeline for you. You can check me out on Twitter at Johnson Hates You. And if you want to see me, follow me on Instagram at Maybe 5 Minutes.